Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
It's estimated that 1 billion people worldwide live with a disability, intellectual, mental, or physical. Many, many families are affected by disability in some way, and there's so often a major flow-on effect. Children with disabilities often have limited education. There's restricted access to social services and discrimination. Compassion Australia has just raised $1 million for children living with special needs in the world's poorest regions. It's been a record-breaking fundraiser, and the money will go towards providing critical care like wheelchairs, speech therapy, hearing aids. Here's the man behind it all, the CEO of Compassion, Tim Hanna. Tim, welcome to Open House.
Thanks, Lee. Great to be here.
Great to see you. And congratulations on such a surprising result, it seems.
Yeah, it is surprising. I mean, we've had annual appeals every year, but it seems to be the one, looking at special needs and disability care, has been the one that's resonated most with our already generous supporters. So we've been very excited about it.
I've just touched briefly on it, but how much of a problem is disability worldwide, especially in nations that are stricken by poverty?
Worldwide, I mean, there's issues of hard to do life every day. That's what makes it difficult. I think, you know, the stigma involved, there's marginalisation, all of that. But when you put it together in under-resourced countries where the infrastructure doesn't help, then it just accentuates and reinforces all those issues and all those problems to make it more so. And in some countries where we work, for example, people have to deal with myths and old wives' tales of why disability happens. So they have to deal with that and become outcasts in their own communities.
Is there a higher rate in some of the poorer countries because they are poor?
In Australia, where some disabilities can be managed from birth, in the under-resourced countries where that isn't available, then you see it more obviously as children grow.
In terms of disability and third world countries, my instinctive thought goes to supporting the poor and helping them out financially, but you never instinctively think of disability first.
Now, look, I guess the things we think of first up are food security, education, opportunity to make incomes, etc. They're the things we think of first, water, clean water, sanitation. So disability goes under the radar, but it's every bit as important, and it's all about dignity. And in those places where you're outcast, it's hidden, and so it is maybe harder to pick up, but it's very much there.
Paint us a picture of what Compassion sees when it goes into these third world countries, how individuals, how kids, how families are affected by disabilities.
Yeah, sure. So when we would start up a child development centre tied to a local church in one of the countries in which we work, that church, along with our local staff, would try and discover the 100, 200, 300 most needy families, children and families in that area. And so one of the things we've noticed is that it's not as obvious as we think, because parents, because of the stigma, try to integrate and don't admit it. So first up, you may not see it until a child becomes part of the project, and then it becomes obvious that, gee, there's a disability there, there's a special need that we weren't aware of at the beginning. So initially we might think, well, there's just, you know, a child who doesn't have any particular needs, but now they become obvious as we work with the child over time and see that, and the normal health checks are had, and the normal nurse, you know, the nurses come and check kids and all that sort of stuff. That's when it becomes obvious. So it's a growing thing that we've noticed.
Is the community stigma more pronounced than it would be in a country like Australia?
I would think so. I mean, I think now Australia's becoming much more open to that. It's disability care is resonating more with people.
Yes.
In many of the countries we work with, we're still working under that banner of huge stigma. You're an outcast in your community. There's something major wrong with you, etc. So I would say it is, yeah.
What are the old wives' tales about disability?
Oh, look, I think there are things like, you know, you are how you are if you've got a special need or a disability because of some, you know, spiritual thing or because something's happened to your parents. It becomes this whole, you know, legend, myth. Yeah, just an old wives' tale that's shrouded in mystery and all sorts of spiritual backgrounds that cause that to be.
Tell us more about how this money will be used. What kind of practical help will it provide, Tim?
Yeah, we're excited because of the generosity of our supporters. I mean, our supporters are giving every month, so to have this extra support, it's been over $1 million, which is fantastic. But it will be used, you know, the disabilities go from what we would, you know, see as, if you like, more average of, you know, eyesight, glasses, hearing aids, to the much more needy in terms of mobility care, prosthetic limbs, you know, ongoing medical care for particular intellectual disabilities, etc. So it will go to all of those and it'll be assessed on a needs-by-needs basis.
I'm sure in the lives of people, it provides an enormous help.
Well, it does, and you know, we see that, and because we're becoming more and more aware, you know, the young man we focused on our campaign is a young man called Eric, who has this very unusual syndrome called the Bardet-Biedl syndrome. I think only about 160,000 kids in the world, people in the world who have got that syndrome, I'm told. So that's a unique, you know, the whole span of disability is there. But it's becoming, it's caused us to look more deeply at the children who are sponsored worldwide. And we've discovered now 20,000 children in our programs worldwide who, you know, have special needs. And so they've probably been kids who've been registered in our program and, you know, that hasn't been noticed initially because parents want to keep that hidden, just want to make sure kids get help at the local church. So, but we've become more and more aware of it. So this is going to be fantastic for that ongoing need.
Is it a relatively new thing for aid organisations to have disability on their radar beyond the kind of provision of help for poverty?
Yeah, look, our normal program will involve food security, education, healthcare, basic healthcare checks, making sure kids hear the good news and the hope of Jesus and all of those holistic ways. But I think disability is now starting to resonate even in under-resourced countries where it's been a bit under the radar. It's coming far more and more to the surface and we're seeing being able to do something more specific about it.
It's wonderful to see. Tim, congratulations again. Thanks indeed for joining us on Open House.
Real pleasure, Lee. Thanks very much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.